Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. One of my favorites. That's from the Innocent Age. That song is called Nexus. First song on the double album, Innocent Age. And I've been hawking that album for 20 years. It's a 40-year-old album almost, but it is really good. And if you get a chance, I encourage you to buy it. So welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're talking about the economy. We're talking about what the Fed's up to with our good friend Andy Goss. AndyGoss.com is a website. Andy is... As you know, he's the president of SDL Numismatics, and he's an American coin expert and also a monetary expert. He's written books on the topic. Andy, we have a new development with the Trump administration in the last week or so. Lawrence Kudlow, Ray Kudlow, is now the economic advisor to the president. And did you ever think that would happen?
Yeah, it seemed to me that Kudlow, I mean, he's had his place in government before,
yep.
But he's strong on the dollar.
Maybe I should have said it again.
Yeah,
well, so he's the king dollar guy. He's the king dollar guy. He's like that. Steve Forbes is going to be back, folks. Steve is going to be back on the show in a week or so. He's a king dollar guy. He's a strong dollar guy. You are too, aren't you?
Well, I mean, a strong dollar has its place. I'm all for the gold-backed standard dollar that ruled the world all through the 30s, 40s, 50s,
which,
and 60s.
Which the king dollar guys are too, right? I mean, that's Kudlow's thing.
Well, they should be.
Yeah.
Well, they should be. And the tendency for the last 12 years has been every time we have a problem, just paper over it, issue more debt. And we broke the $21 trillion debt for the first time. So we're $21 trillion. In the last year, we've added another $1.4 trillion to the debt, to the national debt.
Well, and it's doubled. It's doubled in the last 10.
That's true. Yeah.
15 years.
So,
15.
I don't know.
Andy, let me say this. 15 years ago, the national debt was $5 trillion.
Yeah.
And now it's 21.
Might have paid it.
How about that?
Yeah. And the only way we could pay it, in the view of many, is by having more dollars that are worth less.
Right.
And that certainly doesn't play into the king dollar scenario.
No.
But if you look at the majority of America, we're buried. We're mired in debt, all of us. More than half the people don't have $1,000 saved.
Right.
So, you know, it's bad. People are mired in debt. If you make a strong dollar policy now, when both the U.S. government and the entire middle and lower class of America are in debt, net, then you're kind of selling us all into slavery, country included. So as much as I think Mr. Kudlow is right about the strong dollar, as we say in New York, you can't get there from here.
You can't get there from here. Yeah.
From where we are.
I don't see how.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I'm not the expert that you and Kudlow are or Steve is, but I don't see how we can get there. I mean, as a practical matter, never mind the debt part of it, as you're talking about, as a practical matter, how are we going to make that happen?
Exactly right. I mean, the trillions are going by like picket fences now. So we can't.
So what's the answer? What's the answer?
Rightly,
President Goss, what's the answer?
Well, I like the tariffs idea. You know, we've been getting our butt kicked in the trade field for 30 years. Yeah, I do. For a strong dollar, what good is it to have regulations here in the United States on both the environment and worker safety and hours?
We're our own worst enemies. We're our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with climate change. The people who are in
if I try to find someone who's willing to go along with me on the idea of, well, you either eliminate all regulations so that the United States can compete with China, or, I mean, eliminate all environmental regulations, worker safety, because they don't have any. So we could pollute again, dump stuff in the river. Who's willing to go along with that? So if you're not going to do that, then you need to protect our American companies who follow these regulations
right.
from foreign competition that doesn't.
So
at the very least, if you simply if you simply tax to make up for these discrepancies in regulatory, and Ricardo from, you know, the economist Ricardo always talked about comparative advantage. Sure, they can make it cheaper if you eliminate all the regulations on the U.S. books.
Right.
And I don't think we're willing to do that. So we have to have a tariff, or we watch our industry and our commerce die away. You know, this morning, they're talking about a 3% tax on gross revenues for our tech companies.
Yeah.
You hear that this morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The foreign, Europe. So, you know, they've been giving us the
But we don't need to get into a price, into a trade war, Andy. But it sounds like you're where I am, which is I'm not so much in favor of tariffs, but I am in favor of fair trade. I'm in favor of taking any deals that we've got with other countries that we've negotiated not to our advantage. I'm in favor of redoing those.
Yeah, I think that's where the president is as well,
yeah.
And so. This expression with the 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum, think of them as protective. What are we going to do if we get in a fray with China? Are we going to order our bombs on eBay? Are we going to call China and say, hey, send us some steel so we can go to war with you? That's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd. So from the point of national security, which is what the president invoked, tariffs on steel and tariffs on aluminum make perfect sense. If you look at how we've hampered our steel companies in both environmental
and you still have to take into consideration, Andy, the people who work with steel, and most of those people are small businesses.
They are, and they're hampered by this excessive federal regulation and state regulation that again, their Chinese competition doesn't have. So, I mean, how can you tie American industry's hands behind its back and then say, we're not going to protect you in the marketplace?
Yeah.
I say, if you tell China, you adopt the same regulations that a U.S. steel company has, and then tell us who's competitive and who isn't. We could compete on that basis.
Hold on to that thought. Andy Garson and I will be right back. I'm going to see what he says about the economy going forward. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.